This is Dakota Daybook for August 13th. It was in this week in 1825 when Chief Wanata signed the Treaty of Prairie du Chien. It preserved all lands now in central Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Nebraska for the Native American tribes. Afterwards, Wanata traveled to Washington, D.C. to meet with President John Quincy Adams. While there, Charles Bird King painted a portrait of the distinguished chief. Wanata was a figure who belonged on canvas. He was a handsome man with a distinctive dress, combining both traditional clothing with British garments. Wanata's fashion sense was unique. He was also described as graceful, dignified, and reserved. Wanata was born in 1795 in what would later become Brown County, South Dakota. His father, Red Thunder, was the war chief of the Cuthead Band of the Yanktonai Dakota. The tribe's territory consisted of the James River Basin, reaching north to Pembina. Growing up, Wanata saw many French, British, and American fur trappers come into his people's territory. As these nations competed for dominance, promises were made to the tribe. Wanata's people sided with the British because they had promised to keep the Americans out. At 17, Wanata fought alongside his father and fellow tribesmen for the British at the siege of Fort Meigs. Wanata suffered 6 musket shot wounds, including one that entered his chest and exited his back. Despite this, he went on to kill 7 more men in hand-to-hand combat. It was from this bravery that Wanata received his name, Wanata, which means rushing man or he who charges his enemies. Wanata's skills in battle were so impressive that he was invited to London. In 1814, he met King George III and received medals for bravery and a captain's commission. However, Wanata's allegiance to the British did not last, for the promises made to keep the Americans at bay were not kept. Wanata became chief of his tribe in 1816, and in the coming decades he would fight a losing battle against the tide of settlement. In 1830, the Indian Removal Act was signed. It forced native peoples further west and encouraged more settlement. Wanata's people were forced to leave their home in the James River Valley. They then settled near present-day Emerson County in North Dakota. By 1840, Wanata's health had deteriorated, and he passed away between 1840 and 1848. Although accounts are varied, he was reportedly buried near Fort Rice on the east bank of the Missouri River. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Maria Witham, I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.